Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to open, ladies and gentlemen, with this. You know, I was thinking more about the start that Cam Newton had yesterday and how Carolina fans are bent that the Panthers let him go. If you listened yesterday, you know that I said that no matter what Cam Newton does, it was the right decision for the Carolina Panthers to move on. That was a square peg in a round hole relationship. You know, they say that timing is everything, right? If two people, man and a woman, are in different places in their lives, the relationship is likely not to work. That's exactly what's going on right now in Carolina. Carolina is starting over. Cam Newton is not a player that you start over with. He either was damaged goods, which is what many people thought, or he was completely rehabilitated, which is what it looks like, and he needs a fresh start somewhere else. And he just happened to land in the very perfect spot for him. So, you know, there's going to be inevitably a ton of Cam Newton and Tom Brady comparisons made this year. Hell, Lonzo and I even have a bet as to which team, the Bucks or the Patriots, is going to win more games this season. I feel like that bet is a little bit more on uneasy footing for me than it was just a couple of weeks ago. But I do think the Bucks are going to get better and better and better as the season rolls along. But I do think, ladies and gentlemen, the following is possible. The following is possible and the following could be true. Cam Newton, to me, is better for the Patriots than Tom Brady is. And Tom Brady is better for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers than Cam Newton would be. And I know that flies in the face of our black and white culture, of our lack of subjectivity, of our needs to classify everything, winner and loser and so on and so forth. No, the more I think about this, the more I think that each quarterback is the perfect fit for the team that he's on. New England doesn't have any weapons. If you are a pedestrian offense, do you need a quarterback who's a statue back there, or do you need a quarterback who can break contain, do sandlot plays, and make things happen out of nothing? You need Cam Newton. Oh, by the way, Cam Newton also has a stronger arm than Tom Brady, which is also what you need when you have green wide receivers and a lack of explosiveness. Tampa Bay has got ready-made playmakers. They need the ball put right on the spot, right on the numbers. Tampa Bay needs leadership. Tampa Bay hasn't had a lot of leadership. Tampa Bay's had a losing culture. So what do? You bring in the winningest player of all time. Of all time. You bring him into that losingest culture in NFL history. And it's a great challenge for Tom Brady. And Tom Brady can put the ball right on the spot where it needs to be, where it needs to be placed. Doesn't have to play in the sandbox. Can move around. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I just kind of feel, I look at that situation, and I think, you know, people are going to try to crown a winner and a loser the entire year. Lonzo and I will crown a winner and a loser with our bet. I honestly believe both teams got the right guy. I think both teams are better off with a player that they got as opposed to the other one. And I think that's possible because so much in life is about fit. So much in life is about fit. All right. The other thing I want to get to, is last night's Monday Night Football game that you could hear right here on ESPN Upstate. Las Vegas, first ever game at home for the Raiders, hosting the Saints. We all picked the Saints. Nobody picked the Raiders. And the Raiders were the better team for the vast majority of that game. Midway through the second quarter, the Saints led it 17-7. But the Raiders caught fire. The Raiders were finding themselves offensively in that contest. Josh Jacobs, to me, the running back out of Alabama, second year, won the Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, lost the Offensive Rookie of the Year to Kyler Murray in a very close vote. He belongs in any top five running back conversation that you're going to have throughout the National Football League. Darren Waller, this kid at tight end who had an addiction problem, is an absolute and total beast. Hunter Renfrow was out there doing Hunter Renfrow things last night. Hunter Renfrow could be a 1,000-yard receiver this year with that team. I know he's like third or fourth option, but he could be a 1,000-yard receiver with what I saw last night, man. He really could. And what you also saw was Derek Carr being a better quarterback than Drew Brees. That is also what you saw. Now, I look at a quarterback power rankings every single week, okay? It's put out by SB Nation. They update the ratings every single week. This week, Drew Brees was fifth, and Derek Carr was 21st. If you watched Monday Night Football last night, did it look like that to you? Did it look like that to you? I mean, Derek Carr looked like the better quarterback from beginning to end. Derek Carr, quarterback rating 121. Drew Brees, 91. That QBR rating that ESPN came up with, Derek Carr, 77. Drew Brees, 61. Above 50 is considered average. Lewis Riddick, after the game, was asked what's wrong with Drew Brees, and he said he doesn't look comfortable in the pocket. Drew Brees, in an interview before the season, said he's trying to squeeze as much as he can out of his body, which tells you that he doesn't feel like he's capable of doing what he's done before. And Lonzo, hit the music. I feel like this is where we are, sadly, right now with Drew Brees and the Saints.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly where I feel like we are. I posted a poll on our ESPN Upstate page, and I said, has the Super Bowl window for the New Orleans Saints closed? 58% of you say yes, 44% of you say no. I'll ask you that question again. Has the Super Bowl window for the New Orleans Saints closed? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Drew Brees took to the podium after the game and was asked to explain exactly where the Saints are misfiring here.
Every drive in this game was very valuable, right? We really only got about seven of them. So are we totally in sync right now? No, we're not. We're not even close to what we are capable of. Not even close.
And Sean Payton, you might imagine, he was less than happy overall with everything he saw.
I'm just saying the last 2 weeks, I think it's been average at best offensively. And that starts with us. It starts with me. And we got to be better. I thought we ran the ball a little bit better tonight. We're still not protecting the way we're supposed to. We're not functioning well enough and taking advantage of some of the opportunities we've had. So we'll look at that. Our third down numbers were better. I'm sure our red zone numbers were a little better. But, yeah, we had some penalty situations. The one drive, heck, we had like three or four penalties. I lost track.
The words of Sean Payton. Folks, I don't know how you know when something is over. You know, I don't know what screams to you that something is done. I remember I used to love Penny Hardaway, the basketball player, and he sat down with the late, great John Thompson, and John Thompson told him directly to his face, and it was so brutal. He's like, "It's over, Penny. Stop trying." And this was on television. And Penny's like, "No, coach, it's not over." And everybody knew it was over. Like his knees wouldn't allow him to move anymore. I can't imagine how painful those conversations must have been for Jay Williams, the Duke star, after his motorcycle accident. And you're just having to face the facts that it's over. When a relationship is over in your life, what signs do you see? Relationship experts tell you that rolling of the eyes is a sign that there is a lack of respect enough to the point that the relationship is about to end. So if, like, you and husband and wife are rolling your eyes at one another, that's really, really, really not a good sign for the long-term viability of that relationship. You might as well be rolling your eyes at the New Orleans Saints right now, folks. You can take them out of the oven. They're done. It's been a great run. I wish, because Drew Brees deserves to have two Super Bowls, he deserves to have that cachet in terms of all-time great quarterback. The way we look at quarterbacks, if you have two, you're unbelievable. That's why Eli Manning will get into the Hall of Fame despite having an otherwise mediocre career. But you got to have those two. And Drew Brees really should have two. But if what I saw last night is any indication, he's not getting two in his career. It is time to pack it up. It is time to pack it in. I'm channeling my House of Pain, and that is where we are with the New Orleans Saints right now. Agree or disagree, ladies and gentlemen? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. A check on the text line. Hey, Mark, did you see Notre Dame versus Wake Forest is postponed due to 7 COVID cases? Hopefully this doesn't continue. That text comes in from Panda. I did see that, Panda. And strikingly, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. You're following the protocols. If you can't play, you can't play. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about the Big Ten not trying for 3 months. I'm mad at the Pac-12 not having a plan for 5 months. This thing has largely remained unchanged for the last 4 months, folks. And the Big 12 didn't have a plan, and the Pac-12 didn't have a plan. I'm not mad if you try and you're not able to play it. I get that. We want everybody to be safe to the much of our ability. Texter says, so much in life is about fit. That's what she said. Our texters are absolutely amazing. I love them dearly. Love you guys. All right, coming up next on the show, can you believe it? Can you believe it? High school football is here. And who better to preview it than Cole Bryson, our high school football expert, with us next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Check on our text line here. Don't see how you could possibly get all that info from one game. Am I guilty of a jump to conclusions, Matt?
Yes, you absolutely are guilty of that. I just didn't jump in. I'm like, man, one game and it's done. It's over.
They're done. They're done. Listen, Lonzo, I'm not saying they're not going to win the division. I'm not saying they're not going to win the game, win a playoff game. I'm saying they're not going to be in the Super Bowl and they're not going to win the Super Bowl because Drew Brees isn't the same guy. I'm also well aware that they didn't have Michael Thomas last night. Michael Thomas, 20 yards and in, is one of the elite wide receivers in the National Football League. I didn't say best, but 20 yards and in, he's an unbelievable possession wide receiver. I watched that game beginning to end, and I'm just like, he's not the same guy. What is wrong here?
If I were that guy would point out that your team is Tampa Bay and that you are secretly hoping that they're done that way Tampa Bay would win. But you would never do something like that. So I'm not going to be that guy.
You know, Lonzo, once you start working in sports media, you just don't care that much anymore. You know, that whole rooting against teams to get this or that, just don't do that anymore, man.
Okay.
You know,
if he's done, then Tampa Bay will win some more games and you might win a bet. I'm just saying, you might actually have a rooting interest.
We'll see. We will see. Texter says, wait, Rob said the reason the Saints lost is that it was a conspiracy due to the opening of the new stadium. I can't comment on that. I can't comment on that nonsense other than to say I'm glad, Texter, that you're listening to both shows. Another Texter says, Mark, I just talked Rob off the ledge on his show about the Saints. Hope he wasn't listening to the opening of yours. So says Joe. When all is said and done at the end of the season and the Saints are not in the Super Bowl, just think back to this segment, okay? Think back to the opening segment today. Joining us right now, and we're really, really excited about this, folks. High school football is here. Our man on high school football, we couldn't have a better expert for the sport of high school football in our area than one Cole Bryson, host of the Saturday Scramble, voice of Burns football, and he joins us right now on the show. Cole, NFL question first. Is it premature to say the Saints are done? Do you see them ever making the Super Bowl again with Drew Brees?
Yeah, you can't count the Saints. You know I'm a big NFL guy, and if my Dallas Cowboys weren't done on Sunday, the Saints aren't done, okay?
Well, we will see, man. We will see. I don't know if what ails Drew Brees can be fixed, quite honestly. I'm not sure he's the same guy. I think he's uncomfortable in the pocket because he can't loft the ball downfield the way that he used to be able to. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Age sucks, don't it?
It really does. Man, listen, I don't want to hear it from you, Cole. You don't have to deal with that at all. I'm 43, pal, all right? I'm 43.
No, I'm good.
I used to be able to dunk a tennis ball. Now I can only dunk a tennis ball on the Nerf hoop on my door, okay? So I'm nowhere close, man. It's going in the wrong direction for me. So, Cole, the Saturday Scramble debuted this Saturday, had a wonderful start. What did you set the stage for us on what we can expect on your show on the Saturday Scramble here on ESPN Upstate?
Well, you know, last Saturday was fun just getting our feet wet again. Jed Blackwell and I, Jed again, is the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com, does a fantastic job. The best coverage you'll find as far as a local paper goes right there on GoUpstate.com. And his culmination was my culmination of our opinions on teams and our thoughts on local teams and the context that we have at each school, man, it's unrivaled on Saturday mornings as far as our coverage of high school football on ESPN Upstate, the Saturday Scramble. It's a fun show. We'll have some coaches and players this Saturday join us. Obviously, more reactions because there will have been some real games on Friday. Reactions are fun, you know. We love talking about it, but what is radio, live radio, without reactions? So high school football makes for some good reactions, and we're looking forward to it, man.
What fan bases in the Upstate despise each other the most, high school-wise?
That's a great question.
I want the nitty gritty. If you've seen anything ugly over your years covering high school football, Cole, now is the time to spit it out.
That's a great question. I think, you know, I think things have changed so much recently in the past few years that the fan bases have kind of gotten a little bit more more relaxed. I mean, if you go way back. Boiling Springs and Chapman, that rivalry that's kind of been renewed lately, that rivalry used to be really ugly in terms of the fan bases going at each other. Now Boiling Springs really doesn't have a rival anymore because of the region games. Every game's a rival. But, you know, I think any time Dorman and Spartanburg play each other, it's the crosstown rivalry. That's what it's called. It's the preps from Spartanburg and the farmers from Dorman. They have the prep week and they have the farmers week leading up to both games. And I think that rivalry is probably the best as far as the two programs who despise each other the most, because it goes so far back and has so much rich history. I think Dorman and Spartanburg, that rivalry there is probably, you know, the best. And I think if you ask those fan bases, they probably hate each other pretty, I'd say 365 days of the year.
I love it. I love it. Listen, familiarity breeds contempt. Contempt makes sports better. And listen, there's nothing wrong with a little vitriol in sports. It ratchets up the intensity for all of us, man. So, look, I'm looking at a major slate of games that are coming up this weekend here, Cole. But we did get some news surrounding COVID-19. What can you share with us about that?
Well, just that you know, last week or 2 weeks ago now that we saw Broome High School have to put their program on hold for 2 weeks. Three other local teams have had to join them in Liberty, Crescent, and Union County. From what I heard, it wasn't a large outbreak, but it was just a player or two that got COVID-19, and they've had to suspend their season for 2 weeks. Broome obviously will be able to resume football practice this Monday, because that will be 2 weeks for them. So all those teams will for sure miss this first week. And I believe Crescent and Liberty will also miss week two. But those are the only four teams that we know of right now in the upstate, which I know four teams is worse than one, obviously, what we were talking about last week. But if we continue, you know, the whole thing with slowing the spread back in April and May and June, the same thing here. You knew that when these football teams got together, there would be some sort of positive outbreaks or positive cases, Mark, because these students will go home and on the weekends go to parties and go to gatherings with all sorts of different kind of people, and that's probably where they're getting this virus from. And, you know, from what I've been told from two of those schools, they can trace it back to an off-campus gathering. So, you know, if we can just get through a couple of weeks, man, and keep these teams healthy and not have any positive outbreaks, I think we'll be fine.
Are there adjustments open weeks in the schedule to where they can still play the allotted games?
Yeah.
If you have postponements?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons the high school league wanted to shorten the season, was to allow it's just same thing with college. You knew games were going to get postponed at the high school level. Games were going to get canceled. So I think that's a big reason the high school league decided to shorten the season, to allow some room on the back end to make up some of these games if necessary. And you know, the high school league, you remember, they said, let's play the region games first. That way, if something toward the end of the season happened, we've already at least got the region games out of the way. So I think you will see most teams be able to make these games up.
Cole Bryson joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. So is right now, Cole, the protocol, if one team has one positive, the whole thing gets shut down?
That is correct. That is what the recommendation they were given, and that is what's going to happen. You know, I've had a lot of different opinions on that. I've had a lot of people ask me about that and ask me, well, why can't they just take the player out and any contact he's had with any other players, remove them as well and keep rolling. But the common theme is to shut the program down for 2 weeks. And, you know, as frustrating as that is, I think it's the right move, because if you really, it looks good on the high school league's part as well. If you really care about the player's safety, then, you know, I know it's a little bit ridiculous to shut the whole thing down, and I get it, and I know it causes adjustments to have to be made and so on and so forth. But if you really care about the safety of the players, then it's the right move.
Cole Bryson joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Cole, let's preview some of the big games coming up this week here. Which contests really grab your eye?
Well, out of all of them, you're right, I did send you a big list, but out of all these games, the biggest game of the week is the one that you can hear right here on ESPN Upstate, Burns at Spartanburg. And the reason for that is you have a region with five teams: Dorman, Burns, Spartanburg, Riverside, and Wade Hampton. These two teams in Riverside and Wade Hampton from Greenville County have not been known for football. Everyone expects them to be out of the mix. Out of those five teams, only two of the teams get in. So you know Dorman demolished Clover last Friday in a scrimmage, brought back 20 starters on 18 starters from last year's team. They demolished Clover. That they're rolling already. I mean, they're just a powerhouse under Dave Gutshaw. So people expect Dorman to be competing for the region championship, and then you have Burns and Spartanburg, who usually make the playoffs in a regular season in a normal year, but now because there's only two teams getting in, those two teams are happen to be playing one another this Friday, and the loser of this game could very well miss the playoffs. So this is this comes down to a playoff game Friday night. I know it's not technically one, but man, I've talked to Reggie Shaw and Mark Hodge both, and it's a playoff game, man. I mean, both of these teams are desperate to make the playoffs. Mark Hodge, first-year head coach at Spartanburg High School. You have a lot of newness on both teams for Burns and Spartanburg. Reggie Shaw, obviously, a few years now at Burns. But I think this is an intriguing game. It's a huge game. And the loser very well could be on the outside looking in at the end of the season.
Cole Bryson joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Cole, let's make our picks. We've got a whole host of games here. Let's go through these one by one and get your picks on the contest. Burns at Spartanburg, the game you'll be on the call of.
Yeah, I like Burns to win, but Mark, I think it's really close, and I think it's pretty low scoring as well. Remember, there's a chance of rain in the forecast. Last I looked, it was 60 to 70% chance of rain for Friday night. That could make things interesting as well. I think this is a low-scoring game. Whoever can run the football the most effectively will win, and I like Burns to squeak one out in a close one.
How about Boiling Springs at Gaffney?
Gaffney has too many offensive weapons for Boiling Springs to compete with. The only way Boiling Springs wins this game, and I wrote this on my article on ESPNUpstate.com that you can check out, Boiling Springs must keep this game very low scoring in order to win, but I like Gaffney to end up winning by about 20 or so.
Dorman at Riverside.
Yeah, you know, I made a reference in my article, Mark, you know how Clemson plays 85 to 90% of their roster against teams like the Citadel. This will be very similar for Dorman. Dorman probably will play every player on their travel roster. Riverside's not good. Dorman will roll. It could be anywhere from 50 to nothing to 60 to nothing. This one won't be close.
Legion Academy at Chesney. Hey, by the way, Cole, by the way, Cole, let's see something. Last year, I was mispronouncing all these town names. I want to see if a year of being here has done me some good. So we'll see how we do as we roll through these. But Legion Academy at Chesney, I think I'm one for one here.
Yeah, you're doing good so far. Chesney, man, under Clay Lewis, gets better every year. I think this is his second year there, but you saw a huge improvement in his first year, and I think you'll see an even greater improvement. I think Chesney wins at home pretty comfortably against Legion.
Woodruff at Chapman.
This is the second most intriguing game to me. Woodruff has head coach Bradley Adams coming back to coach a very good Woodruff team. Chapman, who won the state championship last year and has won two out of three in the last – or has won two in the last 4 years. Chapman is a completely new team, completely new head coach, Harry Cavanaugh from Malden. I think this is an intriguing game. I think Chapman is competitive, but I think Woodruff edges out Chapman on the road, and the Wolverines get it done.
Greer at the home of perhaps the most scenic, picturesque stadium I've ever seen in high school football, Greenville.
These are the two best head coaches in Greenville County going at it. This is going to be a really good game. If I had to pick one to be at, it would probably be Greer at Greenville. I like this game to be close for the majority, but it's hard for me to pick against Greg Porter and his Greenville Red Raiders. I think the Red Raiders get it done at home this Friday.
Wade Hampton at J.L. Mann.
J.L. Mann's been I don't want to say a disappointment, but they have not been where they needed to be in the last few years, or as long as I can ever remember, they haven't been good at football. Let me just put it that way. Wade Hampton hasn't either, but Wade Hampton has a very good coach in Travis Miller, who's the former offensive coordinator at Bowling Springs with a lot of experience, came from Blacksburg. I think Travis Miller and these generals of Wade Hampton will actually go on the road and win to get the season started this Friday night at J.L. Mann.
Hillcrest at Malden.
You know, this is going to be a really good game. I think there's a couple of really good games going on in Greenville County this Friday night. Hillcrest is a very good team. They always have a very good defense. Malden obviously lost Harry Cavanaugh to Chapman. I think Malden may be, to some people, the underdog, but I actually like Malden to win this game on Friday at home. I think Malden has too much size and just too much athleticism for Hillcrest to handle.
T.L. Hanna at Woodmont.
Well, Woodmont lost their head coach in Jet Turner and lost their strength coach in Joey Hawkins, and they're running that wing run-style offense. Obviously, they're going to continue to run that, but without Jet Turner, who has instilled that for a few years now, came from Broome, went to Woodmont, and is known for that Jet-style offense that they call it. But T.L. Hanna is going to be just too much for Woodmont this Friday, and T.L. Hanna will win on the road. Jason Tone, now the new head coach at T.L. Hanna, I think the Yellow Jackets get one on the road.
West Side at Easley.
Man, West Side and Scott Early, I hate to say they've been a disappointment as well, but, you know, Scott Early had a lot of potential, a very good head coach when he went to West Side, and they just haven't performed the way that some would have expected them to. But I do like West Side Friday night at Easley. They got a couple of transfers in during the summer. From other schools that are really good football players. And I like Scott Early and Westside and the Rams to get a win on the road Friday night.
Southside Christian at Calhoun Falls.
I don't know a ton about Southside Christian or Southside right here in Greenville County, but I do know that Southside Christian has been a very good football team for a few years now. And I like Southside Christian as well as Southside, who I get those confused a lot. I like both Southsides, if you will, to go on the road. Southside Christian will win at Calhoun Falls, and I like Southside to win at Berea.
This is the one that could get me. Southside at Berea? Did I get that right?
You were close. You were close. I like – it's Berea, but you can pronounce it however you want. I like Southside, man. I think that they have a very good football team. They have a coach, and Coach West has been there for a few years, and I think they will go on the road and take care of Berea.
And finally, East Side at Travelers Rest.
Travelers Rest has actually been a better football team than some give them credit for over the years. But East Side is too powerful. They have a very good quarterback and Marshall Skoloff, who has been around that program for a long time now, who is just a very good quarterback. His athleticism and ability to scramble out of the pocket as well as throw the deep ball is hard to match. East Side should win comfortably at Travelers Rest.
Great stuff, Cole. We look forward to your call this Friday night, Burns at Spartanburg, as well as the Saturday Scramble Saturday morning. Thank you so much. You can hear Cole each and every week right here on Offsides at 3:20. Be well, bud. All right. Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this here on ESPN Upstate. You know, whenever I've moved in my career, I always want to throw myself into the community, the new community that I've joined. And it's been just so cool to be able to see and witness and just kind of get a feel for, in the year and a half that I've been here, just the passion that exists for high school football in this area. And it's weird. Like in other markets that I've worked in, Tampa, Atlanta, Houston, some of the hosts kind of roll their eyes at high school football, you know, turn their nose up to it like they're better than it. And I think that's just a huge mistake. I think there's a huge following for that here. It's hard to fully know being relatively new here, it's hard to fully know all the details about all the teams. And that's why I'm so grateful for Cole Bryson. He's been covering these teams his entire life. He knows the history, so on and so forth. And it's just something, man, we're thrilled to be a part of, man. Burns and Spartanburg this Friday right here on ESPN Upstate. Coming up next, there's something that we keep doing. And we keep doing it because we've always done it. And I wish we'd stop doing that thing. I'll tell you what that thing is next here on Offsides.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So let me tell you, folks, we keep crowning the most valuable player in all sports. We keep doing it while the sport is going on. You don't know who the most valuable player is while the sport is going on. You only know who the MVP is when the sport has concluded. And yet we keep doing it this way because we've always done it this way, and we're wrong. LeBron James got 16 votes for the MVP award. Giannis Antetokounmpo got 88. LeBron James is bent about that. Giannis is no longer playing. Was Giannis really the MVP if his team is ousted in the second round of the playoffs? Of course not. Who won the MVP in the National Football League? Oh, yeah, Lamar Jackson. What happened to Lamar Jackson in the postseason? They lost to the Tennessee Titans. Is Lamar Jackson really the MVP of the NFL if he can't get past the second round of the NFL playoffs? We keep doing this, folks. You know, how do you determine most valuable? Do you determine most valuable when the games don't matter the most or when the games do matter the most? Like, it's unbelievable to me. You know, are postseason games more valuable than regular season games? I think we'd all agree that is the case, right? Postseason games are more valuable. So why in the hell is the MVP a regular season award? We keep doing this. I don't understand it. For the life of me, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I can't wrap my head around it. I wish it would stop, because almost pretty much in every single sport, if you awarded the MVP after the conclusion of the season, you would know who the real MVP was. This year in the NBA, who is the MVP? To me, there's three candidates: Jimmy Butler, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, right? The NFL, we have no idea. But this shouldn't even be considered right now, man. This is the least valuable player award they're giving out. Come on, let's make the change that this award so desperately needs and put some respect on this award's name again. All right, coming up next, one fan base is not so happy with me. I wish it wasn't that way, but I see no way to change it. And that's next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.